Fiona Ritchie along with you for a very festive hour together, and a warm welcome too to the Thistle and Shamrock. This is Eileen Ivers. Eileen Ivers played Apples in Winter, The Frost is All Over, and A Merry Christmas, which is what I wish for you, or the very best of the season, however you celebrate it. We have some fine music to ease you into that feeling, for this, as Elizabeth Bowen wrote so memorably, is meeting time again. Home is the magnet. The winterland roars and hums with the eager speed of return journeys. The dark is noisy and bright with late night arrivals. Doors thrown open, running shadows on snow, open arms, kisses, voices and laughter, laughter at everything and nothing. Inarticulate, giddying and confused are those original minutes of being back again. The very familiarity of everything acts like shock. Contentment has to be drawn in slowly, steadyingly in deep breaths. There is so much of it. We rely on home not to change, and it does not. Wherefore, we give thanks. Again, Christmas, abiding point of return, set apart by its mystery, mood and magic. The season seems, in a way, to stand outside time. All that is dear, that is lasting, renews its hold on us. We are home again. From Home for Christmas by Elizabeth Bowen. And whether you are home, heading there, or just stopping where you are, music can provide that feeling of comfortable belonging. We have a lovely selection, even though I do say so myself, and Archie Fisher will join us later on to reminisce about Christmas past, while Jean Redpath looks forward to the coming year. Music from Dordan ahead, Dreoch na Oiche, The Magic of the Night. First of all, this comes from a live recording in New York City of a musical solstice celebration, an Irish Christmas, featuring, among others, Mick Maloney, Athena Tergis and Rhys Jones, who sings this song by North Carolina banjo player Joe Newbery, Christmas Day.
Sings the choir, hallelujah, come what may. Hallelujah, every hour on Christmas Day. Thank you.
Herren, Gersonne tun, Gersonne hae allen tun. Ische Wiener neiach lüg, Usche suas kukial honüg.
When you hear a familiar carol sung in another language, it really comes to life for you in a whole new way. Angels from the Realms of Glory from Margaret Stewart, Julie Fowlis and Paul McCallum from Bríge na n-Oileag, a collection of carols in Scots Gaelic created to support Highland Hospice. And we'll be hearing more from that lovingly produced collection a bit later on. Eliza Lynn is ahead with a version of O Come Emmanuel for voice and banjo that reveals the simple beauty of that carol. First, it's time for you to sing along. Crank up your radio and get ready for a few choruses with kerfuffle from Light in the Dark, The Holly and the Ivy.
Oh, the holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, day in the morn, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a blossom as white as any flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be our sweet Saviour. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good. Oh, the holly bears a bark as bitter as any gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem. pale beer, and we will sing its praises till Christmas time next year. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir.
from the Henry Girls, December Moon. We have Archie Fisher and Jean Redpath ahead in song and sharing their memories of this special time of year. So stay with me and check out a playlist at some point over the holidays. You'll find it online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with Robin Bullock there from A Guitar for Christmas. Archie Fisher ahead. First, as promised, more from Breach na Nollaig, the fundraising Gaelic Carol CD in support of Highland Hospice. It's Bruce McGregor and Caledonian Canal Kayleigh Traill with Midwinter Waltz. Thank you. Midwinter Waltz and Christmas Eve from Bruce McGregor and Caledonian Canal, Cayley Trail. Archie Fisher is one of Scotland's best known voices of folk music. He has some vivid memories of his childhood Christmases growing up in Glasgow, Scotland. We'll hear him reminisce after this, Before Eternity, from Archie Fisher.
I am the moon that sails the night. I am the stars above you. I am the sun that brings the light. I am the one who loves you. I am the wind that fills the sail. I am the crop that never fails. I am your sons and daughters. I am the colors of the dawn. I am the songbird's chorus. I am the field ripening corn. I am the ancient forest. I am the whisper of the earth. I am the newborn cry. I am the springtime of rebirth. I am the autumn's dying. I am the flame that lights the fire. I am the new tomorrow. I am your unfulfilled desire. I am your greatest sorrow. I am the child who takes your hand. I am the friend. I am the one you understand. I am the happy ending. I am the surging of the sea. I am the raging river. I am before eternity. I am beyond forever. I am the secret of your soul. I am the one to win you. I am the part, I am the whole. I am the life within you. I am the moon that sails the night. I am the stars above you. I am the sun that brings the light. I am the one who loves you.
I grew up in the city of Glasgow, just perhaps about a mile from the Clyde itself, uphill, in a little district called Partick. There was probably no real anticipation of Christmas when I was a child. It kind of sneaked up on you. And the first thing I remember about knowing that Christmas was coming was that the sitting room, the front room, the parlour, which was never used, it was always complete with aspidistra, dusted but never used, that my mother used to take a shovel full of hot coals from the grate in the kitchen, and we processed through the house behind her, and she took it into the sitting room and lit the fire for the first time in the year. It was like an ancient fire festival in some ways. And from then on, that room became accessible. We were allowed to go into it, and we could sit in it. And we didn't have television in these days. The gigantic wireless, GEC wireless, was carried through and placed and plugged in. And that became the hub of activity for the Christmas period, mainly because there was so much going on in the kitchen, which was our usual sitting room. My mother had to cook and bake and roast the turkey for seven children, six girls and myself. And my father made, in some kind of way, like a little elf himself. He was a big man, but we never saw him, but he made all the Christmas presents, from toys to forts to dolls to everything, and he even made clothes as well, because he operated a sewing machine. And we never found out where they were hidden. And we had, fortunately as well, with this old grate, a mantelpiece with a brass rod along the top. I mean, perfect for hanging the stocking. And I remember we rotated the pillow slip. Whoever was going to get the big thing, it went on from year to year, different people had it. And there was the usual ingredients of the only times of the year we ever saw tangerines or dates or even oranges, in that fact, and very little assortment of sweeties. And it's the smell of all these things that haunts me more than everything else. My mother used to make a dumpling, a big clouty dumpling. It was always a turkey. We were very well fed, when I think of it. And my father never drank throughout the whole year, but at Christmas he went out and bought a bottle of port and a bottle of whiskey and perhaps about six screw tops, and that was to last the whole season. And my coming of age was when I was 12, when he couldn't be bothered going to the pub himself, and he made me wear his soft hat and coat, which was trailing on the ground almost, and told me to go for it, and I had to pretend I was 18. This spectre walking up the street, being mocked by all his friends, going into Tennant's pub on Highborough Road and asking, with my chin not far off the counter, like some geyser, for a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of port. And they actually served it to me, and I came home with it. But my father was slightly out of touch in some ways, because some of the toys that he made for me, like he made me a pair of cowboy trousers, which I wouldn't have been seen dead in. I mean, they looked like something that Tom Mix might have worn when he was six. I remember thinking they looked all right, turning out with my gun in my holster. And I was so fond of them that I went to school one day with them, and they were confiscated, and I never saw them again. As I grew into a teenager, I have one memory of a new year that I will never forget. I'd been working as a musician in Edinburgh. I was really poor, and I had to get to Glasgow, and I managed to get enough funds and enough of a carry-ute, a takeaway, to get to Glasgow, and I missed the last train. I decided to hitch, and a taxi returning from Edinburgh to Glasgow picked me up on the city boundary, but he told me that if he got a fare, he'd have to drop me off, because he was giving me a free ride. I got to the outskirts of Glasgow on a sleety, snowy night, and he got a fare, and it was by this time about well outside of town. Then I saw another cab going the other way, and I thought, if I can get home, my mum will pay the fare. So I dashed across the intersection and didn't notice there was a small fence, and I landed flat on my face in the snow and the slush. And as I climbed onto my hands and knees, soaking through, I heard the sirens and the ships and the Clydes going, and the whoop, 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 and all the bells of Glasgow in the distance. And I thought, oh dear. I can't remember how I got home that night. I just sat there in the mud and opened a bottle.
Bit of an anticlimax. Are there any particular songs or tunes or types of music that you associate with your celebration of the season, or your family's celebration of the season?
There's one song that really comes strongly to me. A lot in the 30s and 40s and 50s, a lot of people left the Clyde to go to Australia and the Americas. And especially the Australian boat, the Captain Cook, used to lie off the tail of the bank. And she sailed just before Christmas one year. And I remember I was down at Greenock and seeing everybody waving her off. Obviously, they weren't going to be sharing Christmas with their relations. And when I heard Garnet Rogers' version of the outside track, that's the image that came to my mind the song generated. And although it's maybe Scottish and slightly maudlin, and a bit sort of male chauvinist, because it talks about lads in bars most of the time, it's a very strong impression. Happy New Year to all of you.
Port lights glowed in the morning mist that flowed on the waters green. And over the railing we grasped his fist as the dark tide came between. We cheered the captain, we cheered the crew, and our mates, time's out of mind. Cheered the land he was going to, and the land he had left behind. For they marry and go as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go. Roared Lang Syne as a last farewell, but my heart seemed out of joint. I well remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted home through the public bars, we were 10 times less by one. Sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. For they marry and go as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the year. And one by one and two by two, they sailed from the wharf since then. I've said goodbye to the last I knew, the last of the careless men. I can't think that the times we had were the best times after all. Turn aside with a lonely glass, drink to the barroom wall. For they marry and go as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. For they marry as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by.
Garnet Rogers and The Outside Track, a favourite track of Archie Fisher's and one that reminds him of Christmas and New Year's past. When I met Jean Redpath, I found her in the mood for looking forward, with hope, towards the new year. She sings for us first, from her collection, Still the Night. It's Jean Redpath.
Long ago, far away, far away, a prophet spoke of a great birthday 2,000 years ago. Now Joseph was a poor old man, poor old man, poor old man, but he dreamed his Mary would have a son 2,000 years ago. Mary rocked the cradle and the baby cried a little as Joseph swept the stable 2,000 years ago. And along the road to Bethlehem, 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 weary Mary stopped at the inn 2,000 years ago. And in the stable, all amid the straw, amid the straw, amid the straw, the Virgin Mary's child was born 2,000 years ago. Mary rocked the cradle and the baby cried a little as Joseph swept the stable 2,000 years ago. A bright star shone in the eastern sky, eastern sky, eastern sky, showing all men where the young Lord lay 2,000 years ago. Wise men walked through desert sand, desert sand, desert sand, bearing gifts in every hand 2,000 years ago. Mary rocked the cradle and the baby cried a little as Joseph swept the stable 2,000 years ago. In the manger where the donkey grazed, the donkey grazed, the donkey grazed, Mary watched o'er a newborn babe, newborn babe, newborn babe 2,000 years ago.
Jean Redpath is with me, and we're looking out across the chilly Scottish east coast at this time of year, and looking ahead to the coming year as well, Jean. And I wondered if you wanted maybe to share some memories that you might have of this time of year and help us look ahead to the next.
Well, where we are at the moment, the first memory I have is of when I moved into this house and I had to replace the front windows because it was about 100 years old and the weight boxes were full of sand. And when they took the upstairs windows out, what a splendid view. What a shame that I can't just put, you know, plate glass in there, because it's a listed building. Until the first time I was sitting here over Christmas and New Year and there was a winter gale, and had I had plate glass, it would all have been in the middle of the floor, because it's wonderful all the time, and it's nice to be in a good solid house when it's howling like that, but you have to be aware of the elements at this time of year, and it's nice to be behind good solid stone walls. Christmas, New Year. Well, my generation at least still belong to the era where all the English folk got Christmas off and all the Scots folk got New Year off, and nothing very much was made of Christmas at home, although I have no reason to dislike it particularly. I think it's just I'm hardwired not to lay a great deal of emphasis on that particular celebration. The New Year is a little different. It's double-edged like so many things. You know, it's the end. It's also the beginning. As long as there's an open door, you don't mind one closing. But there's always the edge of both anticipation and newness and the sadness of passing. And good old Father Time is making himself known there as well. Why not? At least it's not going to strike 12. I tend to be rather more affected by New Year, and the things that I grew up learning had a great deal less to do with Christmas and any religious leanings than possibly with New Year and a much older religion. But it's not a prayer, but it could easily be the kind of toast that comes with the start of another season, is may the best you've ever seen be the worst you'll ever see. May the moose ne'er leave your girnel wi' a teardrap in its ee. May your lum keep blithely reeking till you're old enough to dee. And may you aye be just as happy as I wish you aye to be. Which is a wonderful thought in any language. So be well, be happy, be warm, be well fed.
Thank you, Jean Redpath, and here's a good new year to yourself.
And to you. Money's a hunder.
Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem. Dona nobis, nobis pacem.
Jean Redpath and Dona Nobis Pacem, give us peace. A hope we surely all share on the threshold of a new year. One filled with music yet on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production. Online at thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this programme within just a couple of days. Find out where to find me on public radio or how to listen again at thistleradio.com. Thistle Radio is also on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Maya Angelou wrote this about Christmas. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. Wishing the promise of peace to your home, your community, and across our world this coming year. Here's Matt and Shannon Heaton from A Fine Winter's Night with Dust of Snow. Hope you'll join me again next time.